On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I always think about Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. I'm about to say we have so much to get to in little time, because then Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory says, we have so little to get to in so much time. And then he goes, strike that, reverse it. So we have a lot to get to, but a little time. Let's start with this, okay? Welcome back. It is a Buffalo Football Monday on a Tuesday on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care, and brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com and by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. All right, next, your chance to come be a part of It's Always Game Day in Buffalo with Matt Bove and me this Thursday night, two nights from now. Okay, get this sour taste out of your mouth by enjoying us with some ales, some brews, some great drinks, some food, and some football talk and other talk going on at Old Buffalo Brewery. Buffalo Old Brewery. That is their beer garden now. This is 6:30 this Thursday night. Enjoy discounts on four packs of award-winning brews like Iron Island IPA and Cloudy McCloudface Hazy IPA. Be a part of the live audience. Talk football. Discover one of Buffalo's hidden gems, Buffalo Old Brewery, 1221 East Lovejoy Street. I've been there. It's amazing. They got a stage. They got an amazing beer garden. You're going to love it, folks. Come on by. Matt Bove and I are going to be there. Got some WGR swag we'll be giving away. So come on by. Hang out. Have fun with us. Talk football, life, whatever else is in store. Hockey, Sabres, baseball is going to be going on. And we're leading up to the Sunday night football. I'm sorry, Thursday night football, Bengals and Steelers. And yeah, it's going to be a great time. So that's 6:30 p.m. this Thursday at Buffalo Old Brewery, 1221 East Lovejoy Street. Be a part of the live broadcast and the live audience. Matt Bove and I on It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. Let's get connected with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Got a great text from a former coach of mine, Coach Ronald. He said, I believe the defensive coordinator, former Jets DC and interim head coach Jeff Ulbrich, put together a game plan that totally frustrated Josh and the offensive line. He had a history of going up against the Bills. He had a knowledge of having the players execute that strategy. I love that point. I think it's great. Chauvin Bulldog asked me yesterday during the roundtable, hey, Bills aren't very familiar with the Falcons, and they're not familiar with the Bills. Like, how does that change things? I said, well, you got coaches that are familiar with each other, though. Jeff Ulbrich's one of them. Great point there, Coach. I appreciate that's why you're the coach. I'm doing this on the radio and taking phone calls from people like Steve, who's up next. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how are you doing today? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
The caller before me mentioned what I wanted to mention, and that's the penalty on the very first play of the game.
Yep.
Game changer. And, boy, I was annoyed the rest of the night. But the way I counted it, there were 17 points scored by Atlanta after a third and fourth down penalties. And I just think we've got to fix the penalty situation.
Is that really? Is that right? That I had not looked that up. Is that the stat? There were 17 points after a third or fourth down penalties. Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's 17 point swing right there.
Wow.
So I'll just shut up and listen.
No, you're not wrong. You don't have to shut up and listen other than just being right about it, because it is to the point of, you know, I don't know, throwing your hands up in the air. What are you going to do? How do you do it? You go over the fundamentals. They know where to line up. They've been playing football since they were little. Right? I mean, that's on Greg Rousseau. It's on Ed Oliver. You got to line up right. It's costing your team. Let's go to Kevin in Hamburg. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, guys. Hey, Sal. How you doing?
Good.
Two things. I definitely think we need another receiver, because I think the Falcons defensive coordinator was not scared of getting burned constantly. That's why he sent the vultures after Josh Allen. Because you don't do that if you think someone's going to smoke you constantly on the back. Like if we had someone like when we had the Bills in the 90s, we knew James Lofton and Andre Reed. People were scared of them. They knew he'd smoke them.
It is what they do, though, Kevin. Just so you know, it is what they do. They are the most heavy blitzing team in the NFL. I don't know if they were more out. I don't think they went out of character. I thought maybe they would back off because it was Josh Allen, but you're not wrong. You just want to keep doing what you're doing because you're not afraid of what's going to happen, right?
Yeah. I'd love to see him get Garrett Wilson. I think he's totally frustrated with the Jets, obviously minus 10 passing yards. You get someone away from an enemy team. As far as the fundamentals of blunders, it seemed like the same thing over and over again. Too many penalties. 30 penalties in three games? I mean, I don't know what to say about that, but I don't know. Sometimes I wonder if McDermott's not tough enough when it comes to things, even people say he is or says he is. 30 penalties in three games. I mean, you don't tolerate that from a team that's 4-2 like you would. It's bad enough if you're 0-6 like the Jets.
What do you want him to do about it when you say not tough enough? Bench people?
Not bench people, just, I don't know.
Right. I mean, what are you supposed to do about it? You can yell at them all you want. They have to know where to line up.
Oh, I know. But I wonder, sometimes I wonder who's his. You know, different coaches have different mentors that taught him. Like Andy Reid learned from the Bill Walsh coaching tree. You know not to do that with them because those coaches didn't tolerate that. I wonder if his fundamentals are totally intact that way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, but Kevin, I think you're just grasping here. I mean, Andy Reid had a player line up offsides that cost him a huge touchdown against the Bills, a wide receiver, right? I mean, it happens to everybody and every coach. It doesn't, your point is not wrong. It's you cannot allow it to happen, but I don't think it comes back to, you know, the coach didn't learn well enough from somebody or something like that. It comes down to, you know, the rules of the game. Don't do it. Yager in Saratoga. Sorry. Hi, Yager.
Jaeger. No worries.
Jaeger, thank you. Sorry about that.
So everything I have is kind of first half related here. And given the talent on defense right now, right, revisions were made last year. We haven't seen that come to fruition because we got guys on suspension. We have injuries. So I'm not going to even address the talent. But what I am going to address is the coaching. We have penalties. Bishop last night diving at thin air. Steve Tasker said last week, when you see guys diving, it means you're out of position. That's a coaching issue. So at what point last night, with all that zone, and then you had Lewis Riddick and Orlovsky saying, they got to play man. And we started playing man, and things got better. At what point will Babich lose play calling control to Sean McDermott? Because the coaching, or the lack thereof, is pretty evident. That's my one point. The second point, which...
Let me address the first one.
Okay.
I don't know the answer, obviously. Sean has taken play calling duties back when he did it with Leslie Frazier a few years ago. And even I think Bobby Babich for one game, maybe last year. I'm not totally sure on that, if I remember. What you said, though, is right, though. They did make the adjustment, and it was better. The second half defense was very good, right? I mean, they made the adjustment. That's got to be coaching, too. You got to give them credit for that. So I don't know the answer and how you wash all that. Does that make sense?
No, you're correct. But we had 13 seconds. We learned from 13 seconds that when there's 20 seconds left in that half, and you're playing the softest zone in the world, they get in a position on that soft zone. And then it's, okay, now let's play man-to-man. And then you get burned deep. So I guess they're grasping. You can see the desperation there. But the one big point I want to make is that review last night, how is that not a catch? Because that is also right before the half. That stopped our drive, stopped our points.
Yeah, it had, he had his hand under, didn't he? That looked like to me.
I never saw it touch the ground. And the
reason
you could see it, the angle is the best angle in the world.
Yeah.
I urge everybody to look that up and take a look at that. It wasn't even close to
I thought so too. I thought so too, Jaeger. It's a good point. And those are the little things that, whether they go your way or you create them or not create them, those are the little things that have hurt the Bills. And I agree. Carl wants to chime in on Cole Bishop. I was going to address your point on him and the tackling, but go ahead. I'll let Carl talk. Go ahead, Carl.
Hi, Sal. Great to be on. I just wanted to ask you this. I know you're an ex-player and fundamentalist. how does Cole Bishop not just drive into his hips at the sideline and take him out of bounds? Why is he trying to wrap him up 1 foot from the sideline? Can you explain that?
What play are you talking about? I don't know. I'm sorry.
Cole Bishop on the touchdown.
Which touchdown? I don't know. I gotta remember here. I'm sorry, buddy. You talking about Bijan?
Yeah.
Oh, and the 81-yard run, right?
Yeah, I
don't know. I mean, I mean, he's got
the
angle.
Right there.
I mean, the angle though. I don't know. Bijan Robinson's a fast runner. I'm watching. I thought he should have dove at his legs. I can't tell from the angle I'm watching there. I don't know, but. Listen, Carl, it's an overall point you're making, which is right, which is the tackling's not good enough, right? Whether it's that play or something else, and we can debate that all night long, you're not wrong. I mean, the tackling has to improve, and it hasn't been. And either that's a bad angle from him or bad position or bad tackling, but he's the last line of defense. I want to say, though—
but you don't have to tackle there.
Okay, but here's the other thing I'll say, Carl. We're talking about the guy who's 40 yards downfield instead of the other 10 players who also could have tackled him. Right?
Yeah, I'm just saying, push him out of bounds.
I understand, but I mean, he's the last line of defense. There's 10 other guys that you could also say should have freaking tackled him. I get it. Frustrated too. Hi, Mike. Mike in Buffalo. What's up?
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
Good. You're on the air, buddy. Go ahead. I'm good.
Yeah. Okay. Good. I'm going to tell you what I've been noticing is, first off, the Bills, they were 4-0, and then they lost two games. I'm not really concerned. But what the biggest problem to me was is they haven't played to their potential all year long. So that might have something to do with coaching. I don't know. The other thing that really bothered me is Josh. Keep me on here, too, because I don't have my radio on.
You got it.
When you at least talk to me.
Okay.
Or if you keep me on longer, that'd be great.
You got it, buddy. Just go ahead. You got it. I got you.
Okay. Josh, not one time did he run to the right to throw the football. Not one time. They had him in the pocket the whole time. And that's why, he was getting pressure right up the middle. Right up the middle, because there were blitzing and things.
Well, that's got to be scheme too, right? That's scheme. If you go up the middle and you pressure him and you don't let him roll right, because I mean, like, we go back to what I said earlier. Jeff Ulbrich, he's faced Josh and he knows Josh rolling right is deadly. So they probably had some things on and some schemes on to force him more left. You know what I mean?
You know, I kind of understand that, but I know that Josh is too good of an athlete.
Yeah.
He could easily. And you know what? Not one naked bootleg. That would have been a perfect call. Hmm. And then the third situation is, and this has been going on for like almost a whole year, when they're in like a third or a fourth down situation and they only have like a yard or 2 yards to go, he is running some of the stupidest plays I've ever seen. He ran that wide receiver end around. That was crazy.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit earlier, and I don't disagree. It comes down to, you know, what they did last week against the Patriots, and you ran with Dawson Knox, the tight end. You did it again this week. That was a big play, and it shouldn't happen. And if you don't drop the ball there, you're probably going for it on fourth down. But, man, you have Josh Allen. You have James Cook, right? By the way, he did roll right. Josh did. I think if you're talking about running right, like running to his right for like a boot, yeah, you're right. But he did roll right a few times. Thanks for the call, Mike. I kept you on there. I hope that was good enough. And let's go to Ernie in Williamsville. Hi, Ernie.
Good morning, Sal. First of all, thank you for carrying on that great Syracuse University tradition of men like Catalan and Murphy and McDonough and Tirico. You do Syracuse proud. My question is... regarding injuries, can you explain to me what the function of the strength and conditioning regimen is for the Bills? I must say I was kind of taken aback when Daquan Jones was injured in warm-ups. And I can you fill me in on that?
I don't know specifically what you, first of all, thanks for the kind words. I don't know specifically what you're asking. I mean, we're not in the training room with them. You know, here's what I always say about when people bring up strength and conditioning. They obviously have a job, and you want to prevent things from happening, mostly soft tissue injuries. You can't prevent football injuries from happening. Like, when Josh Palmer gets tackled, that's a football injury. That has nothing to do with the strength and conditioning staff. When Terrell Bernard gets piled up on, that has nothing to do with the strength and conditioning staff. I think it's easy for people to point to it when they see all the numbers with people. But that said, yes, you had a calf injury, you have Matt Milano's pec injury, and you have other guys with soft tissue injuries. They've had a few hamstrings, not as many now. They had some earlier in the season. I do think that's a product of guys off all season coming in, and it's all of a sudden you're getting right into football work. That can happen. So I don't know specifically what you're asking about what the strength and conditioning coach and staff does. Obviously, there are things you can look at and say, what are we doing differently? What do we need to do differently when... if there's a calf injury. Now, I'll also tell you, those things can happen sometimes. It doesn't have to be on the coaching staff or the strength staff. He is a veteran, Daquan Jones, right? I don't know what, you know, it's not like a new player trying new things. I don't really know. So I'm not really sure how to answer your question. I just want to point out, though, Ernie, it's important to remember most injuries in football happen during football. Does that make sense?
Yeah, understood. As a, do you ever get to question any of the coaches for strength and conditioning as you would a head coach?
No.
Or no.
Okay. They don't make them available to the media. Now you could do a media request, like a story on them, you know what I mean? But that's, we'll see. But we've never, I don't think in any of my years we've ever done that. They don't make them available. There's a lot of people on staff that you don't talk to really, you know, throughout the season or anything. But what specific question are you asking?
Well, I just was trying to wonder if is there any accountability for strength and conditioning?
Well, they fired the guy last year.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's accountability, right?
Right. Look, I understand the football injuries, but I don't know how the Bills compare to all the other teams in the league. But and I guess, like you say, you can't interview these people.
Well, here are a couple things, Ernie. Number one, The Bills are probably, I would say, about average on the number of players. I did a look at it last week. Do you know how many? You want to guess how many players were on the Dallas Cowboys injury report last week? 21. I'll tell you, 21. Wow. 21. Mm-hmm. Okay, the Bills had like 6. The Baltimore Ravens are losing players left and right. It's crazy. You see Baltimore, what's going on there, right? I'm not absolving and saying the Bills are great in this department. I'm saying I just think it's the way the league goes. It's the way sports goes. That being said, accountability has happened. I mean, they made a change last year. They have a new guy in charge. They made a change last year. That's accountability.
That clears it up, Sal.
I hope so. Thanks a lot. I appreciate the kind words. Like I said, Justin in North Carolina. What's going on, Justin?
Hey, how's it going, Sal?
Good, thanks.
So I want to bring up an interesting point. You know, I don't know. You may agree. You may not agree.
Okay.
So Josh Allen, you know, honestly, man, I think he deserves better. You know, he's a superstar quarterback. He's a top, you know, he's in the top 10 list. You know what he needs to start doing is he should start demanding from Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott that they get him, you know, better wide receivers, or he needs to start telling them that he's going to walk.
Yeah, I would disagree with that. Yeah, I would totally disagree with that he's going to walk. So, yeah. They just signed him to a major, major extension for the next 6 years. At a record-setting amount, so I would totally disagree with that. Let's go to Boston and Ed. Hi, Ed.
Hey, Sal. Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Hey, listen, so I called in last week after the Bills lost to the Pats and had to listen to the Boston media proclaim how great the Patriots are.
And now I'm sure it's even worse today. That's right.
Oh, no. They've got them hosting the AFC Championship.
Of course, so, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Unbelievable. So, As infuriating as last night was, I guess maybe successful in that the AFC is still pretty wide open. And, you know, you made a point earlier about all the injuries that they've had and the guys coming back. I'm still amazed to some degree, though, how these other teams, and that's a little bit what the last caller said, how some of these teams, you know, they wind up, by the time they get to the Super Bowl, and they're either still healthy or they have players that have come back from being injured. I can't quite figure that one out. But maybe that's what we have to kind of look forward to. As you said before, it's a long season. Hey, last thing I wanted to ask you real quick is, does Dermott do a talk show? You know, like Vrabel up here does once a week with the guys on EEI.
I mean, he does. Like, do people call in his show? Do fans call him?
That would be rare,
right? I mean, like you say, a call-in show. Yeah, Sean McDermott comes on every Friday with me. He's on this show.
Okay.
He's on this show. Wait, do you only listen on the day after games, Ed?
Yeah, because you're somewhat therapeutic.
I get it. No. He comes on with me every Friday. But by then, you're just really talking about, really what we're doing is getting the injury report and setting up this week. By the time you get to Friday, the previous game has been long gone. You know what I mean?
Got it. Yeah, the interviews up here are a little bit, and I'll listen to yours. That sounds great. They can be a little bit. Can you imagine when Belichick was here, what they were like?
Oh, I'm sure.
No, it was crazy. So anyhow,
yeah,
thanks.
I got you, buddy. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, keep listening every day, buddy. There you go. I got you. Let's go to Bill in Buffalo. Hi, Bill.
Sal, how are you?
Good, thanks.
So I just got two things. Everybody's talking about the defense. We need to get a cornerback. We need to get the defense fixed up. Well, I mean, what does the defense matter if we cannot score a touchdown? You know, the most ridiculous thing ever is that drive after half, we run it with James Cook. We're running down. We're showing authority. We're demanding the line of scrimmage. We're taking control of it. And then the next drive, we go out there, and James Cook's not even in the game. Like, what sense does that make? They completely take it apart. They completely do something completely different. When are we going to say that Josh Allen is the reason why Joe Brady looks good? When is that going to become the conversation?
Well, I think people have said it, but you know, you say that about any like great quarterback, right? I mean, like Andy Reid once had the first pick in the NFL draft, and then he got Patrick Mahomes. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it can look at that. I'm not banging. I think Andy Reid's a fantastic coach, but you get my point, right? Like the great quarterback makes any coach look great. Brian Daboll, right? He had.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you look at Brian Daboll's history when he didn't have Josh Allen, right? He was not his numbers were not good as an offensive coordinator in Cleveland or other Miami, where other places he was, Kansas City.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, I don't think that's an indictment on this particular coach. I think it's just the way it works, right, Bill? But that being said, let's go back to your first point. I agree. I think sometimes somebody called earlier and said sometimes they outsmart themselves. Like, it's like, yeah, Ty Johnson's a great third down back, so we put him on third down. But what about when things are working with James Cook? I'd like to see him in there a little bit.
If he's cooking, why take him out?
Right, exactly.
If he's on the oven, he's in the pan, why shut it off? You know?
Yeah, you got it. We needed him in the kitchen, though, getting that touchdown, Bill. Thanks a lot. We'll take a timeout here. We'll be back with more of your phone calls. We still got to get the sit-up, stand-down, hey, buddy, extra point from the sidelines, all on your way on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Monday on a Tuesday. Hey, let's get to our extra point from the sidelines. Brought to you by Catholic Health. Catholic Health, the right way to care. So the sidelines yesterday were at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Built in 2017, opened then, I should say. Bills played the second ever game there when they won back in 2017 on that big upset. The year they broke the drought. In that game, they couldn't open the roof because there was actually some mechanical issues and like screws were falling down or whatever. This game they did. They opened the roof. And it was pretty cool kind of looking up and seeing the eye kind of open. When we got to the stadium yesterday, it was closed and then they opened it. I didn't see it open, but I walked back out. It was open right before fans started coming in. And it's a fantastic stadium. It really is. But one thing that's really interesting is they have those club seats right behind the benches where you go into the club, you can stand behind the bench, you can watch the game there where the players are, and then there's all the food and drink right there too. And it was beautiful, beautiful. I have lots of good pictures. You can follow me on Twitter/X, at Sal Sports. You'll see what I mean. You'll see what the stadium looks like. And a lot of that, I think, that stuff there, that's kind of what we're going to get here at New Highmark Stadium. But it was a fantastic stadium, really nice. They host basketball, Final Four, lots of soccer as well. And there were amazing amount of Bills fans there yesterday. Amazing amount. Unfortunately, they went home with a loss. Always tough to see. So, that's our extra point from the sidelines. Brought to you by Catholic Health. Catholic Health, the right way to care. Welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It is a Buffalo Football Monday on a Tuesday. Presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care. And brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. And by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premium Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. Tomorrow, got a treat for you tomorrow. I'm back here tomorrow on the show because there's no Bills practice. Tomorrow, we are going to talk to, it's going to be cool. There's a big exhibition basketball game coming up October 25th. Here in Buffalo at KeyBank Center between Syracuse and UB. And we're going to talk to both head coaches tomorrow on the radio. I got Adrian Autry, Red. He's going to be joining me from Syracuse University, head coach of the men's basketball program, joining me. And George Halkovich is going to be joining me from the University of Buffalo, head coach of the basketball program. Not at the same time, two different times. We'll do that. Going to try and get Paul as well as the Sabres look to get their first win of the year. Oof. Tomorrow. Right? They play tomorrow against the Senators, right? Is that what it is? Tomorrow's their next game, yeah. I lost track of time on it. The Monday thing is weird. There's been a lot of Sunday games. Monday night games are kind of weird. I lost track of time here, Joe. So
I do kind of like it, though. It makes the week. It's like flying already.
It would be even better if they won, though. Make even that go better. But now you got to sit with this freaking loss for 2 weeks, you know? And a lot of you are calling up about it. 803-0550. Rob in Utica. Hi, Rob.
Hey, Sale. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
I was just calling about the lack of separation from the receivers. Coleman and Shakir, they just don't seem to get to shake the cornerbacks or D-backs, and I didn't think they really schemed well enough with some bounce routes to try to create that separation, especially with how much pressure the Falcons were bringing.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think there's a lot of different ways you can look at how to combat the pressure. We knew they were going to bring pressure. Tweeted about it yesterday and said, look, they're 44%. That's high, real high in the league, highest of any team. A lot of people said, yeah, but Josh Allen kills the blitz. And he generally does, but you got to protect him, and you got to have beaters, way to beat it. And not enough of that yesterday on either side, in either realm. Mike is in Buffalo. Hi, Mike. What's going on, buddy? Hi, Mike. You there? Give Mike a chance. Mike, you're on the air. Let's go, buddy.
All right, well, you already got me, Sal. I just called you about 20 minutes ago.
You did. I still had you. You just didn't hang up. Okay, I love you, Mike. Thanks for hanging out. I love that. I'm going to keep him on hold because he said he wanted to hear the show. That's what it was. I thought it was a new caller. I didn't know. When he said keep me on, I thought he meant like after I was done talking to him, and then he was going to hang up. But he's fine. He can stay on the line there. I mean, he's gobbling up a line. That's okay. We only have a couple others that are on there. We got a couple ringing. You can take those. We'll do those. Let's squeeze a couple in here as we move forward. Hey, want to remind everybody again one more time. All right, I said this earlier and want to remind you again. You can join me and my Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast co-host, Matt Bove, Thursday night at Buffalo Old Brewery's Beer Garden. We're going to be there 6:30 p.m. before Thursday Night Football. Discounts on four packs of award-winning brews like Iron Island IPA and Cloudy McCloudface Hazy IPA. I want to laugh every time I hear that. It's so funny, but it's great. Be part of the live audience. Talk football. Discover one of Buffalo's hidden gems, Buffalo Old Brewery. It really is. It's amazing. What a great building. You're going to love it, folks. Get there. There's a nice stage. They have music playing there a lot, but we're going to do a podcast right there. Going to have you. Going to have beer, obviously, the IPAs. 1221 East Lovejoy Street. Go check. It's amazing. Come on by. Thursday night, 6:30, WGR Swag. We'll be giving away stuff as well. Let's go to Adam in Amherst. Hi, Adam.
Hey, good morning. Hey, McDermott last night. I mean, the glasses. I mean, it's like a metaphor for this team. I don't know if he's seeing what we all can see, but the lack of discipline on this team really begins to show that this team is not ready for prime time. I mean, especially beginning of the game, Dorian Williams strips that ball from Bijan, and you got Rousseau offsides. I mean, this team has a lack of discipline, and if they don't fix this, you know, come the bye week, they're going to be in the outside looking in the AFC East, let alone the playoff run here. So they've got a lot of work to do in this bye week, and if they think a all-pro corner is just going to fall in our laps, at our doorstep, the fans, if they think that way, they're sadly mistaken. If they can get a Rasul Douglas like they did a few years ago, great. But this team needs a lot more than corner help, Sal. And, you know, Hoyt and Ogunjobi, okay, they haven't played in 6 weeks. Hairston, is he going to be ready by week 10? I mean, you know, I think this team has an uphill battle here, and the schedule, as you know, is only going to get tough for the second half of the year.
Thanks a lot. We touched on a lot of that. I agree that the discipline to just simply line up is not there right now. And you have to be better than that. Whether you want to blame coaching or players, I think that you know this since you're a little kid, right? I have no idea what the glasses have to do with anything, but let's go to Anthony. Hi, Anthony. You're on the air.
Hey, Sal. Anthony from Jamestown.
Hi.
Just wanted to let you, I got a question roster construction-wise. When we go after free agents, draft prospects, what kind of say does Sean McDermott have with, you know, potential signings and draft picks, and going into the future, do you think the lack of production from these people that he'll lose some of that, equity in picking guys and helping sign guys?
It's a conversation with him and Brandon Bean. The way I understand it, they have a conversation. What do you need, right? It's more like you tell me like what you need, and Brandon Bean looks at the roster, feels what he needs. They have a conversation. Where can they get better? It's not a Sean McDermott say. It's not a Brandon Bean say. Brandon Bean ultimately has to look in the contracts part of it. That's not Sean's part of it. Sean McDermott may say, hey, I really want this or that, but Brandon Bean can come back and say, I can't get that because it costs too much money. You know what I mean? Different things like that. So, no, I don't think that there's... If you're blaming the roster construction because guys haven't performed on Sean McDermott, I think that's misguided. But I think the entire organization has to take fault in that because it's all conversation with the entire organization. So I don't think it would be like, oh, I'm not going to let you tell me and have a part of the conversation. Not at all. I think it's just something that they do overall together. 803-0550 here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. So we got sit up, stand down, and hey, buddy. We'll do that coming up, and we'll look around the NFL and what happened over the weekend as well. Thanks for being with me, Sal Capaccio, here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Monday and a Tuesday. All right, final segment before we get to sit up, stand down. Let's take a phone call here. Lauren is up. Hi, Lauren. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just I know it's hard to be positive as a Bills fan today, but I wanted to kind of take a few from the game, just kind of see if you agree. I mean, I want to say this is probably the worst I've seen them play, all facets, right? Flags to the injuries, offense, defense, even Allen had a bad game. But it always seems with him and this team, we're always in it till the end. We had a chance to tie it up at the end late in the fourth quarter. And as well as the Falcons played, like sound football. It's still kind of unbelievable to me when I look up and like, wow, we still had a chance and we were horrible.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I hear you, but that's the league, Lauren, right? And I say it and you're very reasonable and I appreciate that because the league is about little details and margins of error, and they're very small. And those little margins of error and details and those penalties and turnovers, whatever, last week against the Chiefs, that's what changes games. People could say, well, the Bills only beat the Dolphins or the Saints by this. Well, they took advantage of those little details and margins for error, and they didn't the last 2 weeks. And that is exactly the recipe of winning and losing in this league. It's just how it works. Good call. 803-0550 here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Let's run through what has happened in the NFL this week, all right? So, we started off with that 34-17 big Giants victory over the Eagles. How about the Eagles? They're 4-2. They've lost a couple in a row. Super Bowl champs, right? They're going through it right now. WIP in Philly's getting the same kind of calls. The Giants, though, they're 2-4. Seemed like they found a spark with Jackson Dart and Cam Scadabo. Broncos beat the Jets 13-11 on Sunday morning. Not a good game. The Jets' offense is terrible. It is just terrible. And the Broncos' offense isn't much better right now. Like, it's not great. It's better than the Jets, but it's not much better than... It should be better than what it is, it feels like, but only 13 points scored against a decent Jets defense. 13-11. They win. They go to 4-2. Jets 0-6. Rams beat the Ravens 17-3. Kind of just took care of business in that one. Ravens are so beat up. They're 1-5 now. They're going to start getting some guys back, but it might be too late for them to climb out of their hole. Rams at 4-2 now. Cowboys lose at Carolina. The Panthers are live, folks. The Panthers and the Bills in 2 weeks is not... The Panthers have the Jets this coming week. They could win that game be 4-3 and facing the Bills at home, and they've scored 30 and 27 and 30 three of the last 4 weeks. Bills better be ready for the Carolina Panthers. Dallas Cowboys fall to 2-3-1. Carolina 3-3. Colts remain atop the conference 5-1 after a scare but a win over the Cardinals 31-27. Cardinals fall to 2-4 in that one. The Seahawks go to Jacksonville and win after Jacksonville had that big win against Kansas City on Monday night. They now drop one to Seattle 20-12. That's the league, right? Seattle loses at home to Tampa. They go to Jacksonville. They win 20-12. 4-2 for each team there. And boy, how about the Chargers over the Dolphins? 29-27 on a late play that gets him into field goal range for the walk-off. Tua going, saying some things about player-only meetings and guys coming late and things like that is not good in Miami land right now. 4-2 for LA, 1-5 for the Dolphins. The Patriots went to 4-2 and took over first place in the AFC East. They took advantage of a couple margins of error we just talked about with the Saints, including a fumble that was very controversial. Johnson in near midfield. Saints were driving down 6, but the Patriots get it. They win 25-19. They go to 4-2. Saints 1-5. Steelers 23-9 over the Browns, who can't get out of their own way. Steelers offense is pretty pedestrian, but they're doing enough to win, and they play decent enough defense. 23-9. They're now 4-1 ahead of the Bills in the AFC. 1-5 for the Browns. Raiders beat the Titans 20-10. And the Titans fire their head coach, Brian Callahan. Raiders 2-4, Titans 1-5. Packers beat the Bengals 27-18. Packers improved to 3-1-1. Bengals dropped to 2-4. Even with Joe Flacco at quarterback, we will get to him in 1 second because the Buccaneers beat the 49ers 30-19. 49ers were game for a little while, even with all their injuries, but the Bucs go to 5-1. They're a good team. Tampa, talk about offense. 30, 38, 25, 29, 20, 23. They're scoring some points. Tampa's good. San Fran 4-2. Tampa 5-1. And the Chiefs beat the Lions 30-17 Sunday Night Football. The Chiefs have zero.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Zero penalties in that game, I read. They were zero penalties. Yeah, they did. And they beat the Lions 30-17. Wild play to start the game with Jared Goff and the controversial play. Touchdown that wasn't a touchdown, right? Chiefs 3-3, and they're getting Rashee Rice back. Lions 4-2. And then last night, after the Bills game ended, the Bears and Commanders wrapped up with a 25-24 Bears win on a walk-off field goal after Commanders fumbled the ball near midfield. Commanders 3-3. Bears 3-2. All right. Sit up, stay down. Stand down. And then, hey, buddy, all right, what are we going to sit up on this week? I'm going to sit up on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and everything they're doing. I just told you, they're a really good team. And they're going to come to Buffalo, and they're going to be a very, very tough out for the Bills, even with all their injuries. 5-1, the way they're playing football, the way they throw the ball, the way they run the ball, they just have guys. They have guys all over the place. I mean, they lose Bucky Irving. Here comes Rashad White. They lose Chris Godwin. Here comes Emeka Egbuka. Mike Evans, they're finding ways. Baker Mayfield, love it. I was a big Baker guy. Big Baker guy coming out of college. Loved him. That was the guy I wanted for the Bills, not Josh Rosen. And then Baker went first, and the Bills took Josh Allen. Of course, and we love that, right? What are we going to stand down on today? Let's stand down on what's happening in Washington with the Commanders, because with all the hype that went on with Jaden Daniels, I don't know. What did he hit? Let me look at his stats yesterday, because we were on the plane coming back. I mean, Jaden Daniels was 19 of 26, 211, 3 TDs and interception. Not a bad game, but just feels like there's been a regression there. And the Commanders aren't the team that people thought they'd be. And now they're in a very tight NFC East race, simply because of Philadelphia and what they're going through. Let's get to Hey Buddy. I got an interesting buddy for you today.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
Hey, buddy. Dudes, you know this dude?
What's up, dude?
Hey, buddy. Bunny, sit down.
Who's my buddy this week?
I'm your buddy, guy! He's your guy, friend! I'm your friend, buddy!
On WGR.
Blue, you're my boy!
Sports Radio 550.
My buddy's a guy I've always admired. Now, granted, there's a lot of talk about him in this particular city and the team he coaches and whether he's the guy or not anymore, because he's been there a long time and they won early on and they... Anyway, it's Mike Tomlin. You know why, though? Here's what Mike Tomlin said about the Cleveland Browns and their GM. Listen to this.
You know, to be honest, it was shocking to me. Andrew Berry must be a lot smarter than me or us, because it doesn't make sense to me to trade a quarterback that you think enough of to make your opening day starter to a division opponent that's hurting in that area. But that's just my personal feelings.
He's right. He's right. I mean, they make Joe Flacco their opening day starter, the Cleveland Browns, and then they trade him to a division opponent who's hurting at that area, the most important position on the field. That's weird. But Mike Tomlin's my buddy for actually saying it, right? I love that. I love the honesty. We want to hear that. I mean, it's going to create shockwaves. People are going to talk about it. But that's why I love that he did that. Steelers-Bengals Thursday night. That's why he's talking about it, right? Because they're playing. Thursday night, come on to Buffalo Old Brewery, 1221 East Lovejoy Street. See me, Matt Bove. We're going to be talking football, talking Bills, talking Sabres and hockey, baseball playoffs, whatever. We're going to be doing everything, but especially the Bills, of course. We're going to be giving away stuff. Come on, Old Buffalo, Buffalo Old Brewery, 1221 East Lovejoy Street. All right, we got a lot going on there on Thursday night. Four packs of IPA, WGR swag, 6:30 p.m. It's always game day in Buffalo, and we'll lead you up into that Steelers Bengals game. Okay, One Bills Live. Is One Bills Live on today for 3 hours? We're going to wait to Sabres. Sabres Live because it's a Tuesday, right, Joe? Thank you. Thanks a lot to Owen. Thanks a lot to Joe Cali. Thanks a lot to you for listening. Have a great rest of your week, but I'll talk to you tomorrow here on WGR.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.